women represent a staggering economic force that remains significantly underutilized worldwide. Consider this: women-owned businesses in the United States grew at 1.5 times the national average between 1997 and 2014, showing remarkable resilience even during economic downturns. These aren't just small boutiques or traditional female industries. They span technology, manufacturing, and construction, generating nearly $1.5 trillion in revenue annually. The numbers become even more impressive when we look at consumer power. Women globally control roughly $20 trillion in annual spending and influence up to 80% of purchasing decisions. This represents a market larger than China and India combined. What makes this economic force particularly powerful is how women deploy resources. Research shows women reinvest 90% of their income into their families, compared to just 35% for men. What would happen if we removed barriers to women's full economic participation? The potential GDP gains are stunning. Japan could see a 9% increase, the United Arab Emirates 12%, and Egypt 34%. As Christine Lagarde put it while heading the IMF, countries simply cannot afford to sideline half their talent pool. This isn't just about fairness, it's about smart economics. Whether in developing economies looking to accelerate growth or developed nations facing labor shortages, the data consistently shows that economies flourish when women participate fully. The question isn't whether we can afford to empower women economically, it's whether we can afford not to. Companies have shifted from viewing gender diversity as charitable work to recognizing it as a core business strategy driving competitive advantage. PwC Chairman Bob Moritz responded to women's stalled advancement by implementing flexible work policies and sponsorship programs, which improved retention and strengthened the leadership pipeline. At Pax World Funds, Joseph Keefe's gender analytics team consistently finds companies with female leaders outperform competitors, attributing this to diverse perspectives enhancing decision-making. The business case extends to market opportunities. ESPN created ESPNW to tap into female sports audiences, while Coca-Cola's 5x20 initiative empowered women entrepreneurs across their supply chain, strengthening operations while creating social impact. These success stories demonstrate how integrating gender considerations throughout operations, rather than isolating women's programs, delivers competitive advantages through enhanced innovation, stronger supply chains, and deeper consumer connections. The evidence shows that advancing women's participation benefits business performance. Purpose drives performance and shapes modern organizational leadership. Research reveals 56% of women prioritize making a positive impact versus 39% of men, often valuing purpose over compensation. Employees who find meaning in their work are 3 times more likely to stay with organizations and show higher engagement. As millennials prioritize meaningful work, companies offering it gain competitive advantages in talent. Beth Brooke Marciniak exemplified purpose-driven leadership at EY by integrating women's economic empowerment into corporate strategy, reframing it from social justice to economic necessity. Similarly, at Marriott International, Kathleen Matthews pioneered as one of the first visibly pregnant news anchors before establishing the Women's Leadership Development Initiative and partnering with Rwanda's Akilah Institute. These leaders succeeded by aligning personal values with professional influence, demonstrating how integrating purpose into leadership creates authentic impact and inspires others. When Sophie, a Cambodian infant, suffered an acid attack, Dr. Ebi Elahi and Kim Azzarelli mobilized a network of medical professionals, legal experts, and corporate resources to provide reconstructive surgery and support, demonstrating how connected networks can address complex challenges. Women's networks have evolved from support groups to engines of social transformation. Tina Brown's Women in the World Summit exemplifies this, using media influence to amplify global women leaders' voices and incubate partnerships that translate ideas into action. Despite progress, women remain in the 16% ghetto of leadership across industries. Helena Morrissey's 30% Club advocates for increased female representation on corporate boards. Targeting the 30% threshold, research shows, is necessary for meaningful organizational impact. Women's networks excel at transcending divides. During the 2013 U.S. government shutdown, female senators from both parties successfully led efforts to reopen the government. The U.S.-Afghan Women's Council similarly maintains vital connections across political transitions, ensuring continuity in education and healthcare. These networks function as ecosystems that connect resources, amplify voices, and drive systemic change. By linking personal experiences to structural solutions and bridging traditional power divides, they create new models of influence that transform both participants and systems. Women leaders face persistent stereotypes. They're seen as either too aggressive or ineffective, despite evidence that diverse leadership enhances organizational performance. Gender-diverse companies consistently outperform their homogeneous counterparts. The assumption that women struggle with work-family balance often leads to missed opportunities based on presumptions rather than reality. Forward-thinking organizations recognize work-life integration matters to all employees and implement universal flexible policies. Claims of insufficient qualified women for leadership roles, the pipeline problem, are often overstated. Companies committed to gender diversity address this through targeted recruitment, development programs, and structural changes to retain talented women. The token approach of appointing one woman leader is insufficient. Real progress requires multiple women in decision-making roles, supported by initiatives like Fortune's Most Powerful Women Summit that strengthen leadership pipelines. Success requires both individual awareness and institutional change, with organizations actively addressing unconscious biases and embracing diverse leadership styles as a competitive advantage. The middle tier of management remains a key challenge for gender equality, with women holding only 37% of these positions globally, despite being nearly half the workforce. These roles are vital bridges between vision and execution, translating strategy while developing talent. The underrepresentation stems from career interruptions during promotion periods, unconscious bias, and limited access to networks and sponsors. However, these positions offer powerful platforms for change, as shown by leaders like Zainab Salbi, who founded Women for Women International, connecting conflict zone survivors with global supporters, and Dana Lerner, whose advocacy led to Cooper's Law, penalizing dangerous taxi drivers. Organizations can strengthen middle management diversity through development programs, flexible work policies, and sponsorship initiatives. Creating inclusive cultures that welcome diverse leadership styles while addressing unconscious bias is crucial for building stronger leadership pipelines and enhancing organizational effectiveness. Women's economic participation at the base of the pyramid demonstrates remarkable potential, exemplified by microcredit initiatives. Mohamed Yunus's Grameen Bank pioneered lending to women entrepreneurs without collateral, achieving a 98% repayment rate even during the 2008 financial crisis. Their peer group model created both accountability and community support networks. Avon's direct selling approach built a global network of female representatives who gained financial independence through network marketing, particularly valuable in developing economies. Similarly, Gap Inc.'s PACE program enhanced female garment workers' prospects through life skills and financial literacy training, resulting in higher productivity and retention. India's Self-Employed Women's Association, SEWA, serves women in informal sectors by partnering with institutions to create innovative solutions like mobile applications for rural saleswomen. These successful models share common elements: recognition of women's economic potential, targeted tools and training, supportive networks, and local adaptation. Their impact extends beyond individual success to strengthen families and communities.